Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir continued his visit to Darfur today, just a week after being charged with genocide in the war-ravaged region of his country. He sought to cast himself as a peacemaker during speeches across the troubled land, where an international prosecutor accuses him of committing crimes against humanity. The senior vice president of the International Crisis Group, Mark Schneider, says the Sudanese government is to blame for the continuation of violence.
The threat exists day by day, and there have been continuing attacks in Darfur, continuing attacks in the region. Just a few days ago, really, there were attacks by what are suspected to be the Janjaweed, supported by government of Sudan forces against peacekeepers who themselves were coming back from an investigation of an earlier attack. So there is continuing violence in the region, and the failure to move forward and carry out the provisions of the Conference of Peace Agreement, that's a fundamental obligation that the government has failed to a large degree. And second, the failure to permit and support the UNAMID peacekeeping force on the ground to protect the internally displaced in Darfur is a second failure. And those two larger events raise questions about the willingness of the government to move forward in a positive way to end the threat to peace in the region.